So we are reading selected excerpts about the law of love in the system of Adam Rishon. We are in excerpt 13. 13 from the Rabash, letter 40. And you shall love with all your heart, with both your inclinations, and with all your soul means even if he takes your soul, and with all your might means with all your possessions. As we said above, the first degree of love is the existence of reality, meaning the nourishment of the body by property and possessions, means relinquishes the three above mentioned discernments in the existence of reality. The second degree is with all your soul, meaning conceding one's very existence, and we can keep that through the good inclination, meaning by coercion. When one lets the body understand that there is more delight and pleasure in delighting and giving to the Creator than delighting and giving for oneself.
Maybe again. It's very difficult.
Again, number 13. And you shall love with all your heart, with both your inclinations, and with all your soul means even if he takes your soul, and with all your might means with all your possessions. As we said above, the first degree of love is the existence of reality, meaning the nourishment of the body by property and possessions, means relinquishing the three above mentioned discernments in the existence of reality. The second degree is with all your soul, meaning conceding one's very existence. And we can keep that through the good inclination, meaning by coercion. When one lets the body understand that there is more delight and pleasure in delighting and giving to the Creator than in delighting and giving to oneself.
Questions? None. You see how beautiful it is? So, I won't explain this. Each one can explain it to himself. This is a very, very difficult excerpt. I don't know how Rabash wrote it like that. Put it in the letter. But you think about it. Let's move on.
14, by Bala Sulam. The impression that comes to a person when engaging in mitzvot between man and the Creator is completely the same as the impression he gets when engaging in mitzvot between man and man. Since one is obligated to perform all the mitzvot lishma for her sake without any hope of self-love, meaning that no light or hope returns to him through his trouble in the form of reward or honor, etc. Here, at the exalted point, the love of the Creator and the love of his friend unite and actually become one. In this manner, one affects a certain measure of advancement on the ladder of love for others in all the people of the world in general, since that degree which the individual caused by his actions, whether large or small, ultimately joins the future in shifting the world to the side of merit, since his share has been added and joins the shift.
The general question is, how is it possible that a small egoistic person will reach the same conditions that spirituality requires of us in order to reach the decree of the Creator? So we have to understand that all that is done by the effect of the light that reforms, only by the force of the upper light that bestows upon us. It changes us, it corrects us, it organizes us, does everything. All we need is to subjugate ourselves to its actions. The moment I agree that the upper light will do whatever it thinks it should do, and all I do is I restrict my ego, meaning I don't mess with its work. You do whatever you think. You do with me whatever you think you should. So this work is no longer called difficult or impossible at all. Because all in all, what I need is to let the upper light work on me. Well, what do you, USA Northeast, what did they want?
Yeah, hello, Rav. Hello, Oakley. My question is, Rav, about the coercion that's talking about that we can keep the good inclination by keeping these three. Love your, with all your soul, with all your might, and with all your heart. So, if there's no coercion in spirituality, what coercion is this talking about?
I don't understand the question. Maybe you also don't understand your question, but what we is to ask for connection between us, for each and every state, connection between us and with the Creator. And you can be sure by that you are not mistaken. There is no mistake here. Connection between us, and out of that, a connection with the Creator. That should be our address and our prayer. And what we receive in result, well, that will, this is what will be. Focus group.
So every state we have to ask for connection, but sometimes the Creator throws you in such states like in a washing machine that you don't know where you are. And what connection to ask for, what, who to connect with, what to connect with.
Well, so you're like a baby, you don't know, but you're searching, you're looking. Ask for something before that. Whatever you can have a hold on. I'm looking for my brothers. I want to feel my friends, where they are. In the field that the Lord has blessed, where can I find them? How do I connect to them? How do I discover our common desire called Pharaoh, etc.? Simply, where you are, what you have.
So to run from what the Creator is showing and ask for the friends?
Of course. What else is he showing you? He's showing to you all kinds of corrupt forms. So what you need is to advance upon them from these states. You have to advance towards him. What can you do? As for the correction of the world from him, you don't feel the connection to him. What corrections? You don't need to correct yourself. The correction of man is to integrate with the spiritual vessel.
Yeah, but everything he shows as flaws, as not good, it's in my connection with the friends. So I'm asking, should I like ignore it for a moment and only ask for connection without knowing what to correct, how to work?
How will you know? How will you know? You want to examine the vessel and to see all the flaws, all these things, and then to ask. It doesn't work that way. Because knowing the shattering of the vessel, in order to know it, you have to see it from the complete, from the whole state, from rising, from the shattering to the whole, from the shattering to the whole. You cannot ask for the whole before you reach it. That's why this whole work is in faith above reason. To place the force of bestowal upon the force of reception. When I accept the Creator with eyes shut, otherwise how will I rise from one degree to another in this ladder? Only this way, when I'm incorporated in a 10, I'm willing to do whatever they tell me, whatever the Creator tells me, whatever the sages told me, I'm willing to do it all, like a baby in our world. He's under the control of grown-ups. That's why it has this merit of growing. And you can be certain he will grow and be a grown-up because he hears by nature. He subjugates himself to them and he hears what they are saying. We're the same. We must reach states where we don't understand anything. All we know is one thing. All we need is one thing. Force of bestowal to grow in us. And by this force of bestowal that grows, we grow. So we don't have a force of bestowal and we don't have a connection. That's what we need.
How, under the control of the Creator, specifically that is revealed as a lack of a connection between us, how that specifically to turn into the control of the ten over me, where is that passage where I can allow that?
I don't accept that what controls me now is the Creator, certainly, but it's not the good force. By that, he says, I've created the evil inclination. I've created the Torah as a spice. And by the Torah, you need to annul, to cancel the evil inclination and to turn it into a good inclination. Then I'll be happy with you because my sons have defeated me. I've built the evil inclination and they turned it into a good one. I broke the worlds and they corrected them. Man, by that, truly becomes the force of creation. Okay, Michael.
Yeah, good.
Focus group.
Okay, where are the focus group?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Question from the system of Aravut. It's Denise from Peter 2. What does it mean to relinquish the reality according to what we read?
I can't hear the question.
What does it mean to relinquish reality according to excerpt 13?
Well, we've been through that, right? We are after 14. No. You read it a few times, and next time ask with a better microphone. Armenia. Okay, so why do you turn on the question mark? So take it off.
PT29.
You said that our mutual desire is called Pharaoh?
Ken.
Yes.
Ken?
Yes. Our desire, our mutual desire, which is entirely our will to receive, when we're connected, feeling ourselves the way we live in this common desire that's called Pharaoh. What's new about that?
If it's mutual, why is it Pharaoh?
because it controls us, but in a bad way. Don't you see that in our world?
Yeah, but I thought that our mutual desire is the 10.
No, it controls all of us. No, it's not about the 10 and the connection we want. Well, that's what we've received. We got it.
Thank you.
PT19.
Back to us. I have a serious problem here. He's saying that there's no hope or illumination by his efforts, and by the highest point we connect in love. How can we do such a thing?
I didn't understand what you're saying. Well, always when you read or you say, you do it in such speed, it's as if you don't want us to understand you. I understand you. You don't want us to understand anything about the words you say, I guess. If you want to be understood, speak in a way that we can really hear.
You're right. He's saying there's no illumination or hope to get anything back by his efforts. No reward or honor that in the exalted point, the love of friends and the Creator connected that one point.
Yes, we should reach a state that for us, to love the friend and to love the Creator are the same. It's the same. The Creator is the sum total. He's the inclusive. When I come to the 10 and I start integrating in the 10 to love them as one, for me, when I love myself or I love them, I love them more. And by that I start feeling that the sum, all in all, these friends, they're not friends. It's the Creator starting to be revealed through them. And He is establishing His image in these 10 paces.
Yeah, but there's that sentence that there's no hope or illumination to get anything back.
That's for sure. As he said before, in Excerpt 13, there you have much worse conditions, the way he depicts it. Nothing is left for you from yourself, nothing. That's how you reach identification with the Creator.
I come to the tent to study the morning lesson. What, I have to come with the feeling that I don't want anything?
No. When you come, that you come to the tent in order to annul yourself, to become zero. And even more zero, the more zeros you see before you, and accordingly you can be integrated in the 10 and discover in these zeros you can reveal the Creator. That's your spiritual vessel.
What do I have to think when I'm with them? What should I think about?
That all you want to do is to include yourself in them, that nothing is left for yourself except for that force that you want to include in them.
Not to ask for the reforming light either, nothing?
But what is this light that reforms? It's to help you incorporate in them such that all you will feel inside is them.
I get it. Thank you.
That's it. And we have more. Gilad?
Number 15 by the Rabash. We should know that we were given love of friends to learn how to avoid blemishing the king's honor. In other words, if he has no other desire except to give contentment to the king, he will certainly blemish the king's honor, which is called passing on kedusha, holiness, to the external ones. For this reason, we mustn't underestimate the importance of the work and love of friends, for by that he will learn how to exit self-love and enter the path of love of others. And when he completes the work of love of friends, he will be able to be rewarded with the love of the Creator.
No question, so read it again, maybe.
Again, 15. We should know that we were given love of friends to learn how to avoid blemishing the king's honor. In other words, if he has no desire except to give contentment to the king, he will certainly blemish the king's honor, which is called passing on Kedusha, holiness, to the external ones. For this reason, we mustn't underestimate the importance of the work and love of friends, for by that he will learn how to exit self-love and enter the path of love of others. And when he completes the work of love of friends, he will be able to be rewarded with love of the Creator.
No questions. Okay. Yes, Gilad.
So if a person feels or he's certain that he wants to give contentment to the Creator, to the King, so it's a lie for sure. It's for himself if the friends aren't in the middle.
Yes, that's for sure. Nothing to talk about here. If he turns to the Creator, but it's not through his friends, it's through his ego. And then he's not turning to the Creator. It's something he's imagining as egoistic upper force above his ego, a bigger pharaoh.
Moscow 7.
We wanted to ask this. Yesterday, we had TENS meetings. We met friends from Italy and Georgia. We read a Rabash article, and we integrated. We tried to raise the forces of unity in the Creator between us, and it didn't really bring love of friends. What is love of friends and the importance to work in love of friends, like Rabash is writing here?
This you need to ask the Creator. How can I show you what it is? This is something you have to ask the Creator to show you what love of friends means. What does it mean to love each other? What desires, what thoughts, what proximity? What will happen then between us? Ask. It's all only for the Creator. He's expecting, he's waiting for your address. If this address will be correct and you can do it by your degree, he will answer immediately. And then you'll advance more and more from one request to another. You're asking, he's answering. You're asking, he's answering. That's how you advance. Every time, it all depends on the frequency of your requests. But it is desirable for all of you to ask together, all of the 10. And look during the day, how many common requests you have from the 10 to the Creator. And write them down. It should become clear to you. This we asked, this we asked, this we asked. After a while, again, same questions, the same requests, but you'll feel they're in a different level already.
And I wanted to ask, you said yesterday after the lesson that whoever wants to invite you to attend the meeting, not to participate, like you said, behind the screen. Would you want to do it?
I cannot say that. That's why I said I want to be concealed. How will I show? But it doesn't matter. That does not matter. It's like a mother looking at her baby. He doesn't know she's looking or she's not. What does it matter for the baby? The main thing is that he grows. Kamiel.
Boker Tov.
Good morning. We can see in the work that hatred and envy helps you advance in the work. But what can you do when indifference is revealed?
That's what the Creator gives. I don't make the calculation. Why do I receive this from Him? My calculation is how much, with all the conditions He gives me, I'm turning back to Him, asking for a connection. Upon all the different transgressions, the distances, the troubles, all the shatterings, everything that's revealed, it's only for me to ask for a connection above them. That's all? There's no reason for trouble, a problem, something to be revealed, but for us to ask for connection upon them. That's all. That's why we don't really need to pick into all kinds of problems between us. The main thing is to turn to the Creator as much as possible. And by that, we will scrutinize every time what the problems are through the request for connection. A problem, a request for connection. But that, many times, not by sitting and eating ourselves up. There's a verse about it. A fool is sitting with his arms crossed, eating his own flesh. No. What we should do is immediately ask for love to cover all the crimes. All crimes. We don't want to go into the crimes to know what happened and what I want to feel and to research love. And when I'm in love, I'll be able to understand the crimes as well. Why he's doing that to me. And why these specifically, these problems are being revealed.
PT3. In 14, he wrote that the inspiration comes to a person between a person and his plates is equal than a person and his friend. In 15, he writes that when he completes the work of love of friends, then he can be rewarded with the love of the Creator. So is love of the friends and love of the Creator the same thing, or is it 2 degrees?
From love of other beings, you reach the love of the Creator. These are 2 degrees. But I work on it every time. I work on love of others, and I discover in them, it's like a summary, the love of the Creator. Again, the love of other beings in a higher degree, meaning over a greater shattering, come to them, to love of others, and as a result of that, the sum total of that is the love of the Creator. That's the Creator, the inclusive one.
Practically, how should a person see this in the work? He's expecting anything except for love of friends. In addition to love of friends, the love of the Creator, is that something else?
Love of the Creator is called the Ahavat Olam, the love of the world, above all the degrees and limitation. In the degree I'm in, I don't know what there is except for that, but in the degree I'm in, when I reach the top of this degree, with everyone, with all the friends, with all the group, everything, then, there, at the end of this state, I feel the love of the Creator. Love to the Creator. The Creator is the inclusive one. There are tens, there are groups, there are friends, but what includes it all, the inclusive thing, is the Creator. What does the Creator mean? It's as if it's a higher degree than us, which I can only reveal by loving it. This love includes subjugation out of the connection between us to Him.
Shai.
Yeah, before we go over the schedule, we will say that right after the lesson, everybody will get a link to a survey in all languages. We want to hear your opinion about the Wednesday 10 meetings, what Denise just asked about. We want as many friends as possible to fill that out, to get feedback and see how we can take this advantage of the situation as much as we can. So please go into the link of the survey and fill it in today. So from 10:30, we will have our reporters meeting with Rav. From 10:30 to 11:30, that's our broadcast for today. We'll go to a song.
Vamos hermanos, canten conmigo. Vamos hermanos, canten conmigo.